From the moment we into this world are born, our journey begins to the origin from which we came. Our life is a readying for that return. Return to whence it all began. Nature's ever-recurrent rhythms this truth reveal and remind us through the birth and death, spring and autumn of vegetal life, of the great cycle of our own earthly existence, whose omega is the return to the alpha, the all. With the autumn breeze, the tree colors turn. Forests become a rainbow of shimmering hues. Yellows and purples and reds vie with the greens in a geometry sublime, intricate beyond our ken, to create a symphony of forms of endless beauty. Nature dresses in her most noble garb to be worthy of being present before the majestic King, to whom all things do return. And return it does as its colors diminish, as hues fade away into a subtle colorlessness, which yet all colors contains, a death which is also new life. The Gnostic lives in this world of change, aware constantly of the return which the origin of true life is. He sees in autumn's majesty that return for which he yearns, which for him is the spring of heavenly life. If spring be the origin of life below, autumn is the spring of eternal life, the life for the return to which the Gnostic lives here on earth. And so for him, autumn is the spring of life divine, heralding the return to the life that never ends.